Get your family vehicles ready for summer driving with early Memorial Day deals at Dobbs. Click on GoToDobbs.com for money saver tire and service deals today. Dobbs, with 43 locations, real deals are always close by.
A former member of the St. Louis media, now covers the Arizona Cardinals, Howard Balzer joins us talking some NFL draft. He, of course, was one of the first people on ESPN's televising the draft. An interesting story about that at Jason Barrett's website and on Jason Barrett's social. H-Man, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Doing great. Great to be talking with you all.
Okay, H, I want to start with this because people that might not be aware of your passion for football and the draft. I told the story the other day about how when we were at the Big 550, you wanted to do 24 consecutive hours of draft coverage.
I did suggest that once and said, man, that would be something to pull off. But I'll tell you, there were some drafts there at different stations that I did that it wasn't 24, but I'll tell you, it was an awful lot of hours in terms of doing the draft. But I always would say to people, it goes a lot faster when you're on the air than people realize, because there's picks coming, they're going here, they're going there. And it was always a lot of fun. It's interesting you remember that.
H, it's great having you on. I think the biggest surprise from yesterday's draft would have to be Michael Penix Jr. going to the Falcons. What did you make of that pick?
Now, it was a shock. I mean, it shocked everyone. And, you know, and it just shows once again that with all the run-up to the draft and all the things that get said and, you know, trying to get clicks and, you know, debates and all that, is that you just never know what teams are really thinking. And that's a classic example of it. And so, and I think one of the other parts, especially with the quarterbacks, you know, with six going in the first 12 choices, it with all the talk about how, you know, the Vikings are trying to trade to get into the top five to get J.J. McCarthy, and they're desperate to do that. Well, they pretty much sat where they are, and they did make a trade to get him, but only moved up one spot. So, again, it just shows that the teams keep their plans pretty close to the vest, and that anything said before the draft is pretty much guessing.
Is it amazing for you, H, to see how the production has changed over the years from when you first started to what we're watching last night on national television?
Oh, my goodness. It's off the chain. I came across a picture, and it was on that story that Randy referenced. There was a picture of me and Vince Papale and Upton Bell and Bob Lee, who was the host. That first draft, I was on the, quote, set in Bristol, which was four guys sitting around a coffee table. That's what it was. It was just incredible. And so to see where it is today with three networks and the production, obviously, you know, you can see the change in many things in sports over these last four decades. But this has been pretty phenomenal where the draft has come. And just the fact that ESPN decided to do it back in 1980 and then continued doing it after the first year, and now it's grown into what it was. But I did make a comment, you know, last night to a bunch of people in the media facility with the Cardinals that massive fan, you know, congregation in Detroit for the draft last night, they say 275,000. I said, I don't even know if there were that many people watching it on TV back in 1980. But yeah, it's just been incredible where that is today and the interest that there is in it.
Caleb Williams, I was just wanting to ask you very quickly about this. Just being the right fit for Chicago, being the number one pick, what did you think of him going number one overall?
Well, they hope that he's the right fit, and he is saying all the right things. Obviously, so much of what creates quarterback success and where they go, especially guys taken in the early part of the, you know, in the early part of the round, is how good is the team and getting the right team about him. And it might have been just as important that the Bears got Rome Odunze, the wide receiver from Washington, with the ninth pick. So he's, you know, he has all the physical ability. There have been some red flags about some of the things about him, but he certainly does appear enthused to be the quarterback the Bears expect him to be. You know, consider this is the third quarterback that the Bears have drafted in the first round since the 2017 draft. So you can't say they better get it right this time, because if they don't, they'll be trying again. But certainly the pressure is on everybody in that situation.
H, as you know better than anybody, the draft is an inexact science. We had a Bills fan who works at Casey next door open the door and say, what the hell is my team doing trading with Kansas City to give up the rights to Xavier Worthy? What was Buffalo thinking?
Yeah, it looks like they're just trying to stockpile picks is what they're doing. And, of course, they started late in the round. Obviously, they got a bunch of picks, you know, coming up today, and then, you know, then a lot in the fourth round. I think they have 4 fourth-round picks on day 3 tomorrow. But, you know, they feel their team is pretty good, even though there were 7 wide receivers taken in the first round, which tied an NFL record that happened back in 2004, when, oddly enough, the Cardinals kicked off that wide receiver draft with Larry Fitzgerald and then did it last night with Marvin Harrison Jr. But, you know, they feel that things that they need, they're going to be able to get with a lot of those later picks. So that's their plan. And I'm sure they're probably figuring too, hey, with our salary cap and with, you know, we're not going to have a first round pick that we have to pay, even though it's late in the first round. So I'm sure all those things entered into the decisions they were making.
How do you feel about the trajectory of the Arizona Cardinals now?
Yeah, I think they're on a very good trajectory. They really are. They have another pick today with the third pick in the second round. Who knows? Someone might come up and trade to get that. They have 3 picks in the third round today also. So they've established a pretty solid culture there and a change. And so by adding Harrison, adding Denarius Robinson from Mizzou, looks like a pretty good addition for them to upgrade a defensive line that they'd already upgraded in free agency. You know, they, like I said, they've established a good culture and really feel that the jump from 4 wins that they had last season to at least being around 500 is not out of the question. And we all know, guy, you know, if you're 500 in December with a month to go, then you're in the hunt for a wild card spot, at least. So I don't think it's a stretch to say that that would be a possibility for them.
H, I want to touch on a couple more teams. Number one, Joe Ortiz, the new manager of the Los Angeles Chargers, said, hey, our superstars are going to be on the offensive line, and they take Joe Alt. And we watched what Jim Harbaugh did when he was the 49ers coach. It looks like they're going to do the exact same thing with the Chargers that he did when he was the coach in San Francisco. Are you getting that impression?
Yeah, no doubt about it. And you know that I've always been a supporter, if supporter is the right word, of the offensive line and how important that is. You can have all the skill position players in the world, but if you don't have that line, then you're going to be struggling. And all we have to do is go back to the year. I remember when all the Rams players came up for the Hall of Fame in the same year. Orlando Pace, Isaac Bruce, Torrey Holton, of course, Kurt Warner. And I would ask people, how would you rank them? And most everyone said Orlando Pace first, because his presence on the left side of that Rams line was a big reason the Greatest Show on Turf was able to do what it did with all those great skill players around them.
A lot of Mizzou fans excited to see Darius Robinson go to the Cardinals. What do you think about that move?
Yeah, I'll tell you, I think it's a real solid one. He's a very versatile defensive lineman, lost about 20 pounds last season, so they could use him on the edge after playing inside the year before. The Cardinals do a lot of different things with their defensive line. He'll probably put on a little bit of weight, but the guy, boy, I don't know if you all saw some of the interviews with him. He's got massive arms, long arms, and plays with a lot of passion. And that's what the Cardinals really look for. Obviously, you want good players with good ability, but they also want those guys that have great passion for the game, and Denarius certainly looks like he has that.
Okay, H, it's only one round. It's in the books. Is there one team that you looked at, or two teams, and you said, yeah, that's the right player for this fit for the organization at this time?
I think there were a lot of teams about that. We talked about the Bears, and obviously the quarterback has to work out, but getting the wide receiver was a tremendous move. And you know, by the way, one quick note on that offensive line, there were 8 offensive linemen taken in the first round. So that's a real good fit for them. I think, you know, the Giants adding a playmaking receiver was a very good fit. They didn't go for the quarterback, which some thought they would. They got Malik Nabers. And so, you know, you look at a few teams, and, you know, like you said, it's only one round. But, you know, I think a lot of the picks in that first round, certainly, obviously those teams believe that they're the right fit. But I think those that I mentioned certainly stand out.
H, a couple more quick things. Number one, you used to walk into a lot of NFL stadiums and there would be signs that says offense sells ticket signs, T-shirts, offense sells tickets, but defense wins championships. The first 14 picks last night are offensive players. I wonder if they still sell any of those signs or T-shirts.
Yeah, that was a pretty amazing development. The first time that that's ever happened. And certainly quarterbacks drove a lot of that with 6. in the first 12, as we mentioned. But obviously, it's still important to have that defense to try to slow down these offenses around the league. But you can have all this great defense, but if you can't score points, and I've always said this, if you can't score points, then it's going to be very, very difficult to win in the NFL. And so I don't know that this will happen again, just the way things fell with the receivers, with offensive linemen and the quarterbacks, but it certainly put that cliche out the pasture, at least for 1 year in the first round.
And then one other thing, and you and I covered the entire time that Dick Vermeil was the head coach of the Rams here, and he always talked to us about a program, right? Not a team, but our program. Right. Kansas City has a program in place. Philly has a program in place. You think that's part of the thought process in Atlanta is when Kirk Cousins isn't going to be their guy anymore. He's 35 and he's coming off an Achilles. They're going to have a guy in place. And if they can do that throughout positions, that's the way to have a team set up, right?
It's definitely the best way to do it. It's very hard sometimes when you have that quarterback that's getting a little older to pick that guy. Because here's the thing, and the Falcons said it last night, Kirk Cousins is our quarterback now. Michael Penix is our future. Of course, the way things done are in the NFL is you have to make a decision after the third year on a fifth-year option of those contracts. And if the guy hasn't played a whole lot, well, then you might have an issue. But we saw what the Packers did. You talk about having a program, and Jordan Love wasn't on a fifth-year option, and he played pretty darn good football last year following Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers, who were the quarterbacks for three decades. So, yeah, if you can be able to do that, especially at quarterback, then you're going to be in very good shape for the present and for the future.
Howard Balzer, it is great to hear your voice. Thanks for coming on to talk some NFL with us. We appreciate it, and we'll talk again soon. We got to do this more often.
I hope to do that. It's great being with you all. Take care.
Thanks, H. Take care.
That's fun.
He's great. The H-man, Howard Balzer, with us. So he's,
I'm glad that he didn't miss his alarm today, because it's always great talking to H.
He great is, info, man. Yeah. He's all over it.
He's incredibly passionate and still is the guy that is the presenter for the St. Louis Rams when the Hall of Fame meeting occurs. So hopefully next year he's able to get Torrey Holt, our last candidate in there.